It's Helping Hand. We try to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event in the community with Helping Hand that offers assistance to the disabled and others who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for joining us. This week, local nonprofit Alea Bridge. According to their website, Alea Bridge is an all-volunteer organization focused on outreach to the homeless and other at-risk populations here in the Aloha State. Topic of homelessness particularly critical now, as Hawaii has become internationally known as home to the single worst homelessness crisis in the United States per capita. And we're going to learn more with our guest, Phil Acosta, spokesperson for Alea Bridge. Welcome, Phil. Thank you so much for coming down here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about the organization. Undoubtedly, it could be new to folks.
Sure. So like you said, we're an all-volunteer nonprofit organization. We actually just started up in mid-January. Our current target is the homeless population out in Wahiawa. It is a growing population out there. In the last 3 years, it's nearly doubled. And so we started out as an inspiration from my brother. He's a retired HPD, military veteran as well. And so the last few years that he spent patrolling between Mililani and North Shore, and so he came across a lot of the homeless folks. And so he found a need that he needed to do a little bit more beyond what he could do as a police officer. And so he decided to retire and pursue this full-time as a volunteer. He's brought on some of our family members and our friends to help out with the cause.
How do you guys get your funding for the organization?
We've had a few small donations here and there from the public and some other private foundations as well. We have several fundraising opportunities that we're looking at. We have an upcoming one, which is going to be a community food drive and a food truck rally. Donate some non-perishable items. Also, we're inviting our houseless neighbors. We'll have a donate a meal program so that they can come and participate, and we'll have entertainment, lots of food and prizes, mostly to raise awareness. At the same time, raise some funds for us. July 30, the lower end of California Avenue from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Your website notes a variety of areas of service, starting with community outreach.
Mm-hmm. We want to engage the organizations, the individuals in the community, because like you said, we've got a crisis on our hands in Hawaii as far as a per capita highest rate for homelessness. We reach out to church groups, other nonprofits, business organizations. And so one of the events that we're helping to coordinate is a community cleanup. We've got over a dozen organizations within the community and folks from outside as well that are pitching in, as well as our houseless neighbors. So we're targeting two of the larger encampments in Wahiawa. Address the concerns not only of health and cleanliness for the houseless folks, but also to address the needs of the community who wants to revitalize and reuse that area.
Another area of service, the battle to help those facing homelessness or at risk of becoming homeless, you try to assist in job placement.
Yes. So, we've had other folks that reach out to us as well that are not currently homeless, but they're certainly one paycheck or maybe even closer to being homeless themselves. We try to hook them up with the services and benefits that are out there that are available they may not know of or they don't have access to. One in particular, we had a single mother that reached out to us. She's got a young child, so she needed some assistance in finding childcare so that she can continue with her pursuing her education, and then from there transition to a full-time job that can sustain her. And so we're trying to help her out, identify those organizations out there in a community that are already providing those services and do a warm handoff. That is one of the focus areas for our organization, because we know there's a lot of folks out there that are already doing really good work.
You're trying to help link people to them.
Exactly. So true to the name of the organization, being a bridge between the folks that need the help and those folks that are willing to provide the assistance.
Partners in Care, are you guys part of that now?
We certainly are. So Partners in Care, that's the continuum of care for the island of Oahu. Everybody getting together and saying, you know, what are you, Agency A, doing, and how can you, Agency B, work together, collaborate? Let's provide better coverage for this area. Let's focus on certain services and kind of pool our resources together. But unfortunately, geographically, because Oahu was kind of a far removed out there, and a lot of the focus is in urban Honolulu, they're not able to provide regular services. So we want to kind of augment them and be a partner service.
You said there were a couple encampments. Describe like how big they are, where they are.
Wahiawa is kind of unique. It's surrounded by the lake. And so there are quite a few encampments that are in and around the lake areas. One near Wilson Bridge. There's two near the other end of town, Carson Thought, and then two more significant size near Whitmore Village, some that are dispersed throughout Wahiawa town.
How big is significant size?
Anywhere from 20 individuals to 50 We've estimated approximately 200 folks that are in that small town, and a lot of them are local to the area. Just at some point, some unfortunate life events led to them being homeless.
A lot of folks are just a paycheck or two away from it happening. A catastrophe in one's life, a medical emergency, huge bills, something like that piles up.
Exactly. And then, yeah, there's other folks out there, too, that are faced with mental illness, substance abuse. And that's why it's really important that we collaborate with the other service providers out there and partners in care, those that are maybe focused on
mental health,
like mental health Kukua, right, or Kalihi Palama, who may be out there doing medical services.
So it's sort of assessing an individual's needs,
exactly,
and saying, this person has a mental health crisis, we're going to reach out to the people who handle that best. This person has family with minor children, we're going to reach out to an aspect of care that deals with that. How many, on that note, are there a lot of kids?
Out in Wahewa, mostly adults.
Okay.
We have found some in the Mililani and North Shore areas, some that are minors.
When we think of critical areas that people listening could help out with, whether it's donations, volunteering in different capacities, which I hope you'll illustrate for us, maybe it's specific skills that you need, vehicle, space to operate out of, rental properties to those who are ready to move out of it.
All of the above. There's so many different needs, but definitely volunteers. We're continually trying to encourage folks to come and join us in our outreach efforts, whether they have case management or experience dealing with the homeless. That's a lot of help for the organization.
To go out and do some of the outreach. Are you creating a database?
There is actually a central report that's compiled by the state, but we are also compiling our own census to figure out who is out there and what their needs are, specifically for the Wahewa community. So we are doing that. Can be difficult providing coverage. It's not a once a week or once a month thing. It needs to be an everyday thing. Working with them and coming up with longer term goals.
Do you need people who have clerical data entry skills? And are there any supplies?
There is a data entry aspect to that because, you know, like you said, keeping accurate data and plugging it into that database, that's important. Tracking them, documenting the encounters out there. So definitely folks that can provide support in the office. And at the same time, we continuously get inquiries from the community on, you know, oh, I'm moving, I've got a bunch of clothes, I've got some materials at home, some shoes, real basic stuff.
The essentials.
Like, yeah, like water, first aid kit.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste, personal hygiene. We do welcome those types of donations as well as, you know, feeding the homeless. We do welcome that folks want to donate that and volunteer. But also at the same time, we want to be mindful of enabling them.
You want to get people moved on is really the goal and not become dependent on the handouts from the organization.
Exactly. So those emergency services, although they're very important, those emergency needs, immediate needs that they have, we do want to address that. But at the same time, we want to focus on, I want to get in front of you on a regular basis and say, how are you doing today, Dave?
And set some goals for folks.
Exactly.
People in that geographical area who may be listening and saying, well, I could use some part-time help opportunities for employment. Would you also like to hear from them?
Oh, most definitely. So we are working with, exploring possibilities with several employers that actually have approached us about that employment aspect of it, employment readiness even. And so if there's any listeners out there that's in your wheelhouse and you've got some experience in providing that kind of training or services or even opportunities for the folks out there, definitely. We've actually put together a homeless alliance, Wahewa Homeless Alliance, and we've got about a dozen organizations that are contributing to that. Like you said, the problem is so big, one agency or maybe just even a handful of agencies, that's not enough. Collaboratively, we can pool our efforts together.
But it is just too big at this point to be dealt with by one agency, and it needs a huge approach from so many different folks. aleabridge.org. There's an email contact form online at the website, or you can also find them on Facebook to learn more about their mission. You can reach Phil directly at 808-391-3571, pacosta@aleabridge.org. We've got all their contact information waiting for you, the radio feature, the full interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. The event is July 30th. California Ave, 4 to 8 p.m. Phil Acosta, spokesperson for Alea Bridge. Thanks for doing what you're doing, and thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks, Dave.